Welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I help you go from fed up to faith fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that you've been called to be. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about food that can help prevent breast cancer, or what I like is helping reduce your risk. Again, we know that certain foods and vegetables, fatty fish, fermented foods, beans, herbs, spices, whole grains, so many nuts and seeds can help you reduce your risk of breast cancer. But we also need to remind ourselves that we need to steer clear of alcohol, fast foods, fried foods, processed foods, added sugar, refined carbs, and perhaps a little bit too much coffee. These are, known things we understand. How are we going to incorporate them? Well, I think day by day we need to add maybe one or two things, change things up the best that we can, and just try our best, honestly. DNA damage and genetic mutations caused by these heavy toxins like processed foods and stress and alcohol and cigarettes and all these things we know can change our cells that can make them more accessible to cancer-causing aspects. We know that such genes as BRCA1, BRCA2, of course, having those can increase your risk, but that's not the be-all and end-all, as we're finding out in further research, that genetics doesn't really play a role. I think genetics play a role more in your toxicity and how you can alleviate that. But when it comes to breast cancer, I think we're seeing some things that are actually changing. We know the good things and the bad things that we're supposed to do with our lives. And I think we just need to pray and really stand up and get and have faith in ourselves in making those changes. We know that eating foods like the Mediterranean diet or low carb, and we need to be, they of course play a really healthy role, not only in breast health, body health, but also brain health as well, which I think women over 50, that's always in the back of our mind. We don't want to be any crazier than we already are. Again, using these foods to help us reduce the toxic load in our body will, of course, reflect in the breast health. They're not alone. They're not separate. They're just the cherries on top, and they will always reflect the health of the body. So let's talk about some foods that may lower the risk of cancer in our bodies. Not even just breast cancer, but of course, that's what I love talking about. So let's talk about leafy green vegetables. How can you incorporate more? How can you get more in your diet? How can you explore more with it? And I think, I think the accessibility of information may be overwhelming sometimes, but all you have to do is ask and you'll receive many recipes from Google or from Alexa or just from your phone, or grab the old recipe books and look and see. The really great leafy green vegetables that have so many anti-cancer properties are things like kale or arugula, spinach, mustard greens, and chard. We know that they contain so many carotenoid antioxidants, beta-carotene, lutein, and zeaxanthin. And again, these help alleviate high blood pressure and inflammation and help feed our microbiome. And again, this is all in the works to reduce our risk of cancer. Again, we want to use those as much as we can. So whether it's dehydrating them, normally what I can do is buy them when they're on sale, and then I'll dehydrate them and make them into powder, and then I throw them in everything. Don't tell my family. Or you just make sure you're experimenting with them, beautiful salads, and using them with our dishes like feta and spinach omelets, or mustard greens and, fish. It's a great way to experiment with things. And again, if it's hard to get your family to use them, powder them up, and you can add them into a lot of different items. I really like the idea of the greens powders that are available out there as well, as long as they're from an organic source. And you're wanting to just incorporate that one or two times a day to help boost the amount of leafy green vegetables. And again, you're trying to get 8 to 10 servings. That's a lot. That's a lot of spinach to get in there. These are also arugula, kale, spinach, mustard greens, and chard are really easy garden items that you can grow this year, even in a window box. and such, and even using vegetables like the cruciferous family, like the broccoli, the cauliflower, the Brussels sprouts family, because you want to incorporate the foods that are going to be not only protective of the breast, but also support liver health when it comes to breast cancer. So that's our next food group, is that cruciferous vegetables. I think a great way to really maximize the cruciferous components, what makes those so important, is using broccoli sprouts. I think sprouts are a great way to get the best bang for your buck because it's so micro and it punches so much goodness in there. So what, Dana, I'm sorry, what is the main component? So you're looking at I3C, indole-3-carbinol, DIM, and sulforaphane, which are really incredible micronutrients that protect the breast, have so much anti-cancer properties to them, not only for the breast, but for the entire body. You can research that. There's so much to say out there for that as well. And it's just been incredible to understand and learn how that works in my own studies, which I think is fantastic. So again, you're wanting to find not only the leafy green vegetables, but now we want to make sure we have the cruciferous vegetables. And again, there's so many great ways to make broccoli sprouts and Brussels sprouts, and using broccoli, and oh goodness, cabbage. Cabbage is again one of those great underutilized, well, I overutilized, but underutilized vegetables that you can add to so many things like rice rolls and soups, and make salad out of it, or make a quick saute using different types of cabbages, red cabbages, all those different things. And again, we're looking at the I3C or the indole-3-carbinol or the sulforaphane kind of component that makes it become anti-cancer, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory. So finally, let's talk about allium vegetables. What are those? Garlic and onions. I'm not a fan of raw onions, that's for sure. But we know that onions, garlic, leeks are allium vegetables. And again, they boost the body with its powerful anti-cancer properties. They have flavonoids and so many different aspects, again, of sulforaphane that in there, that again, it just helps us protect the breast and help us remove bad bacteria, helps us protect against it, boosts our immune system, and again, removes the toxins out of the body. Intake of raw onions, of course, we know is so well known that again, it helps us with so much of our immune system. And we know how much garlic is good for us. It helps keep the vampires away. Just kidding. Again, garlic is used so often when it comes to immune system support, anti-cancer therapies, and so much more. Okay, so today we talked about three different ways that we can add food to protect ourselves from breast cancer. A lot of the therapies, again, are part of cancer therapies when we look at those things. So again, increasing your leafy vegetables, get the greens, experiment with it. Try some beautiful salads, wilted mustard greens, wilted chard, things like that are fantastic. Arugula is so bitter and beautiful. It's so amazing. Adding more cruciferous vegetables, the broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprout family. And again, adding more onions, leeks, and garlic to our diet. All are three easy ways that you can pack a punch and protect your body against breast cancer. I hope you'll join me again when we talk about more fruits and vegetables that are important for anti-cancer and boosting our immune system. Thank you for joining me on the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I'm helping you go from fed up to faith-fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that you've been called to be.